This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, it's time for another hospice show here at Vectis Radio. It's pouring outside, but it's lovely and warm here inside because we've got Gail Middleton with us, we've got Marion Tasker with us, we've got Chip with us.
Hi.
And Chip is very warm indeed because Chip has been warming himself up in a local tavern.
Yeah.
But never mind that. Gail, welcome to the show. I think you've been here to Vectis Radio before.
I have on Joan Ellis's show.
I know. Well, it's great to have you back. Gail, something very exciting is happening at the hospice this afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, hope so.
it sounds very exciting to me because what I understand from Marion here is that you have got 21 paintings that are going up in the gallery in the John Cheverton Centre that you have put together in a very short space of time.
Well, I've had a year. Yeah. But yes, it's been quite nice to think of the prospect of having a few evenings off. Not having to think about it.
Well, it sounds like you've been, really sort of working all day and all night on these paintings. Tell me what kind of paintings they are.
They're watercolour.
Right.
And the exhibition is called My Freshwater. I come from Freshwater.
Yeah.
And it's observations of scenes of throughout the year. Observations of nature, trees, through different seasons. Obviously the bay. And the school green opposite my shop, in Freshwater as well, and yes, they've been done from September, so you've got all the seasons throughout the year,
right?
And the last one was finished a couple of weeks ago.
Sounds fantastic. We've just been to see some David Hockney pictures, and he's done exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Showing his sort of villagers in Yorkshire over a whole year.
Oh, has he?
Which is nice. Yeah.
Gosh, it's not an original idea then.
Oh, well, he may have copied from you. Who knows? No, there's a real story behind this because I understand your husband sadly passed away in the hospice last year. Can you tell us about how the hospice was for you and for your husband and what made you do these paintings?
Well, it was September 2015 that my husband got his diagnosis, and he went into the hospice for a week.
Yeah.
And then he would come and go for physiotherapy and various other pain management, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, throughout the year until he finally went in when he knew it was his last days.
Yes.
And we both, and the extended family, found the hospice such a life-affirming place.
Yeah.
They sort of seemed like our lifeboat on the journey, really.
Oh, fantastic.
And every time I go there, I feel as though sort of I'm visiting old friends.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a fantastic place.
That's really nice. I mean, I think, we always say this on the hospice show, but if anybody hasn't visited the hospice yet, it is worth going to the John Cheverton Centre because it blows away your preconceptions.
It really does.
As to what you think of a hospice. It's a really lovely, happy place. In fact, it's probably one of the best venues on the Isle of Wight.
I would say so, yeah.
And there are plenty of things that are going on there, lots of art events that Marion has been organising. There's lots of music as well. But I think there's just a real feeling, I know it sounds strange, of life and of happiness.
It's a life-affirming place.
Which is great. So,
definitely.
So what you have done, I think, since your husband's death is to get back into painting, because I understand originally you were doing a course at university, weren't you, where you were
1977.
Oh gosh. Well, don't worry, I'm not going to tell you when I went to university
for a while.
But tell me about that. I mean, what happened then?
That was just a foundation year where I was fashion design I was interested in.
Wow.
And I waited to get the 2 weeks of the foundation experience in fashion design, but the lecturer had other ideas. He wanted us to do 3 outfits for next spring summer,
right?
And then he said he was going off to London to do a lecture there,
right?
So it was the days of Ewan Drury's forgotten the name of the album, but I had it on my cassette player, so I bashed on the rudest track I possibly could, threw down my pens and pencils, and flounced out.
Oh, what a shame!
But nobody noticed.
Oh.
So I didn't actually paint for a long time. Painted the year before Peter died because it's so inspiring, the landscape is obviously very inspiring on the Isle of Wight. But I couldn't paint the year that he was ill.
Yes.
And 2 months before he died, he said, "You're not painting, why not?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, I don't know, I just can't paint at the moment." So he said, "Well, I hope you will carry on with it," which was as near to praise as I'd got for anything.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
And I understand your children sort of helped you because they gave you some.
My two sons,
equipment.
Separately, one's from London, one lives with me, said they bought me art materials for my birthday.
Yeah.
So I felt I'd better get on with it. So what I did was started off painting one a month.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity for an exhibition at the hospice came up, and I thought, right, I'm going to go for this. So I just sort of went along and said yes. Then I saw the space, and it's enormous. Hence, 21 paintings. So it's rather taken over. I paint before and after work, so I run a bookshop.
Yeah.
So it was hours before work and hours after work. But also that was useful because you've got different lights.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're not looking at it all the time, so you get an idea of what needs to be done and what doesn't.
And all these works are for sale, aren't they?
They are indeed. It's a way of, I hope, giving back to the hospice.
So all the proceeds will go to the hospice?
That's correct.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Well, we must come and have a look.
Yeah.
How long is it going to be on for, Marion?
It'll be on for a month.
Okay. I mean, it sounds fantastic. And this is, there's a sort of corridor around the back near the chapel. Is it in that space?
It's behind. So there's a little courtyard, and it's just around the little courtyard.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Have you thought about painting the hospice garden?
That's an idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could be the next one.
Yeah, because you could paint that over the seasons, maybe.
Yes, that's an idea. That's something I found, that for myself, in grieving Peter's death, the loss of Peter, by focusing on doing something creative, one, it takes you out of yourself.
Yeah.
But two, because the subjects were all nature throughout the seasons,
yes,
it became cathartic because it allowed me to feel that there was something quite normal in the cycle of life and death whenever that happened.
Yeah, I can
and it became a huge comfort.
Yeah, no, that sounds, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can say it, but to feel it. So I would say anything creative that anybody in the same position can do, I think they would be surprised of how helpful they could find it.
Well, while you were just saying that, I was sort of thinking about mindfulness and, that is all about concentrating on the here and now and taking note of what's happening around you.
Mm.
Did you feel that painting does that?
I do definitely feel that painting does that.
Yeah.
It lifts you out of yourself, but it allows you to be a part of a wider consciousness at the same time.
Yeah.
That isn't down one particular route. It's there, and you're out, and you're living, and you're responding to nature around you by doing something, by painting.
Well, Gail, thank you very much for joining us. Your exhibition is on at the hospice, Marion just said, for the next month. Just to remind people that if they'd like to buy any of the paintings, all the proceeds will go to the hospice. That's incredible.
And there are cards as well.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you very much. We've got one of your favourite pieces of music now.
Ooh.
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Wet Sand. Is there a story behind this one?
Yes. My husband and I got married to the song. It's our favourite
song. Oh, lovely. Oh, that's great. Thanks for joining us, Gail.
Thank you.
Lisa Stansfield there. And Marion, welcome back. It's lovely to see you with your hair looking a little drier. Poor Marion got caught out a little bit in the rain earlier, and it's been tipping down. It's still tipping. God, I can't believe it. I'm just looking at through the green room, through those bottles of champagne, the canopies glistening in the rain. It is absolutely bucketing it down, but it's warm inside here. And Marion, we understand you've been talking about Death Chat here in the past. It's about to get relaunched, isn't it? And it's about, like Kevin and Perry, to go large.
It is about to go large. We've decided to have a summer break, so we're coming back again in the first week of September.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kicking off with a performance by John Goodwin called Breath.
Right.
And it's performed by 7 people, and it's a script reading.
Yeah.
and it is about end of life. And so we're going to kick off with that and really promote that and get people coming in. We're going to encourage people to come in, not only because of the quality of the performance,
yes,
which was also performed at Key Arts fairly recently, but also we're inviting people to come in and have wine and canapes as
Ooh.
Well.
Well, it's just, and it's just not in our green room. Yeah.
Chip will be there.
Yeah, Chip will inevitably be there.
I love the canopies at the hospice. They do really nice canopies, and the food is absolutely outstanding.
Well, there you go. It's worth coming to chat about death just for that.
Well, it is, and it's all free. So you get a free performance of, you know, good quality and the canapes and wine. And then what we would really want to do is encourage people to come in further weeks. And we'll, each week we'll have a topic for discussion. And we'll have people that have experience in each field. So we have a funeral director that's going to talk about planning your own funeral.
Right.
We have somebody that's going to talk about advanced care plans. Mm-hmm. And also we have...
Sorry, can I just stop you? Advanced care plan. What is an advanced care plan?
Now, I'm going to completely fluff this up and probably say it wrongly, but my understanding of it is actually to have down in writing what your wishes would be if you were suddenly taken ill.
Yeah.
Whether you would want to be taken to hospital or whether you would want to be resuscitated.
Okay.
And those sort of decisions about what you would like to have.
Yeah.
If you were not able to make that decision yourself. So it's preempting.
Yeah.
Because none of us know what lies ahead.
Absolutely.
Without being morbid.
Yeah.
And I think the understanding is that it's not dealt with until end of life. But interestingly, today there were a group of us discussing it, and we asked each other, had we done our own advanced care plans? And none of us had. We'd written wills, but we'd actually not written anything down in writing about that.
I mean, I imagine that most people would say the same thing, which is turn everything off and stick me full of morphine, I would imagine. Is that the kind of impression that you get? Or?
I think it's mixed. I think it's very individual.
Yeah. Well, it is good, actually. I think it's a really, really good idea to chat about these things because... Yes, Judith.
No, I was going to say, I mean, what I really like about these death chats and the topics that you're going to be raising is it addresses those very practical issues which a lot of people worry about in the sort of silent early hours of the morning, lying in bed by themselves, fretting about. And here, you know, you're giving them an opportunity to deal with things in a very practical way. And so they know that at the end of their life, what happens is going to be what they want.
Yeah, and I guess hearing it from other people as well does help you kind of come to a view yourself as to what you'd like.
Yes, and discussing with other people about perhaps what their advanced care plan might be, and it gives you ideas for yourself and
perhaps ones you haven't thought of. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. No, that sounds good. Sorry.
Fantastic.
So that's the advanced care plan. I sort of interrupted you there ask you about it. Well, what else is happening?
You've got I think there's one week on a fascination of ghosts.
Ah, yes.
Oh, ghosts.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I think I figured out that ghosts still exist.
Do you think ghosts still exist? Yeah. Well, we're going to have to do that another time, Chip. but I think we're going to be showing a film, Judith. It does sound like Death Chat is going large, isn't it? So as well as these events that you've got coming up, which are going to be based at the hospice, the idea is that you are going to be going all around the community on the Isle of Wight talking about death.
That's right.
But we need to do it in a kind of relaxed, friendly, you know, perhaps even humorous way. So we're sort of trying to find things that we can do around the island that will encourage people to talk about death, but not in an embarrassed way or in a way that sort of makes them feel hostile. We've hopefully thought up of a good film. Mm-hmm. It's Japanese, but we'll tell you more about that on another hospice show. What kind of things are you thinking of, Marion?
Well, first of all, we really want to encourage people to come into the hospice so that, you know, people kind of are less fearful of a hospice, because mm-hmm. if you've many times said that when you come in it's very different often to how you imagine it to be. But also we'd like to reach people that actually may not be able to get into a hospice, so we'd like to go across the island and hold our sort of death chats in maybe different venues. So if anyone has any idea for a venue where they'd like us to come and host a death chat, then do contact us.
I've had a thought. What about doing it in some of the hospice shops?
Well, that's one idea. I mean, sometimes it's space is a bit limited in some of the shops.
That's true. And people do want to sit down. Mind you, in the Bembridge one, I mean, most people are sat down. I think they're just going for a chat.
They do.
Well, maybe that's a
perfect. Well, I do that.
It's perfect. As long as it doesn't take too long.
You could do it at the Newport Hospice Shop, because there's a hospice shop in the centre of Newport. You could probably do it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
That's good location.
That's a big shop as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do the ghost one there, because that's the haunted.
Well, it could be. Yeah. I think you've got this thing about ghosts. Now, Marion, what other venues could we be thinking of? Musical venues, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think anywhere, really, where there's space for a group of people to sit and talk.
Maybe Key Arts in the cafe.
Yeah, I mean, Key Arts have been very generous and have actually offered us space for all sorts of different things. Yeah. So definitely we'll be having some events at Key Arts.
But I guess they need to be sort of non-denominational, sort of not necessarily religious.
I think a good space.
Yeah, what's that, Chip?
Shanklin Theatre.
Yeah, Shanklin Theatre would be good. I don't know whether they'll be able to fill all the seats, but let's think about it. So anyway, if people at home have got ideas or would like to be able to host something to do with death so that people can chat about it, why don't you get in touch with Marion? She's marion.tasker@iwhospice.org. So I'll give you that again. It's Marion with an O, isn't it, Marion?
It is.
And Tasker with an E-R on the end, at iwhospice.org. Stick with us, Marion. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some of the stylistics. They make me feel brand new. Do you know, I can't remember. It was that slow. You know how you sort of listen to these tracks in your mind? I'm sure it went twice as fast as that. Or maybe my heart's racing. I don't know what it is. Marion, we've been talking about galleries.
Yes.
Because Gail came in and she's got an exhibition on at the moment. But that only lasts a month. What is going to be happening to the gallery in the future? Have you got exciting plans?
Well, yes. So after Gail's work comes down, we're going to have a month of patient artwork.
Right.
Which will be really nice to have.
Yeah.
And then we've got other artists booked up until January.
Blimey.
And then I am looking out there for artists that would be interested in exhibiting.
Right.
And we charge £150 for the month to exhibit.
Okay. And then people can sell.
And people can sell.
And do they have to give the proceeds to the hospice?
I think there's a percentage, but I'd need to check.
Okay.
But there's a percentage.
Okay.
So it's a really good place. We get a lot of people coming through looking at the gallery.
Yes.
So it's a good place to sell. I think.
Yeah.
It's good all round, because it's good for the artist, but also it's good for us.
I mean, have you thought of any of the sort of galleries like Kendall's in Cowes, for example, on the island? Because we were in Kendall's yesterday. They've got some lovely things
in
there.
They've got some really nice things.
They've got some
there.
Amazing stuff. And actually, you know, it's sort of, it's expensive, but it's pretty well priced, actually. And there are a lot of sort of island-related themes. They're sort of very carefully curated there. We bought one or two pictures from there in the past. Really good artists, too. So that might be worth thinking about, because, if they're just changing their hangings,
yes,
you might be able to get sort of what's just been there.
What my hope is that for next year, because what we want to do is integrate more patient artwork in there as well, so patients can sell their work or exhibit their work. So my idea is that we'll have an artist exhibiting for 1 month, and then patients will be able to view the artist's work.
Yeah.
And then the following month have an exhibition of patient artwork in response to that first exhibit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for artists that may have a speciality in printmaking, for instance, that then we could do a printmaking project with patients and then display their work.
Oh, that's a very good idea, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Well, Marion, stick with us, because we're just going to have time for one little more slot, and I'd like to hear about what's going on in the music scene at the hospice. So come back in just a second, please.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best. I'll make my own sunshine.
Welcome back. We've just got a few more minutes to finish off the hospice show for today. Judith, I think there's going to be some great music at the John Cheverton Centre soon, isn't there?
There is. The hospice is starting its concert series again this September. Quick reminder, they're on the first Thursday of every month. Mm-hmm. £7.30, £10 to include concert, wine and those lovely canapes that Chip likes so much.
Yeah, exactly. Medicinal canapes.
Yeah, the season kicks off on the 7th of September at 7.30 with Country Comfort, a band of four musicians who are not afraid to express their love of country music. Nothing to
good.
Be ashamed of there.
No.
Now, if any of our listeners are interested in dementia, then Jill George, who's the Admiral Nurse attached to the hospice, will be at the Bembridge Hospice Shop on Thursday the 10th of August. That's next Thursday, mm-hmm. between 10 and 2. And do please pop along and have a chat with her if you're interested in finding out more about what the hospice can do to support dementia patients and carers.
Yeah.
If you can't make the event at the Bembridge Hospice Shop,
yeah.
Jill will be in the East Cowes Hospice Shop again from 10 until 2 on the 25th of August. So great opportunity to go along to meet Jill and find out all about the services that the hospice offers for dementia patients, their families and their carers.
Fabulous. As we said earlier, the Bembridge Hospice Shop is a wonderful, wonderful place for chat.
And books.
Yeah.
Books.
And just going back to Death Chat, if you missed Marion's email, it's marion.tosker@iwhospice.org. Any suggestions for where Death Chat should go large around the island, very welcome. Now, that's it for the end for this week's episode of the Hospice Show. We're going to be back in a fortnight, so... Thank you, Judith. Thank you, Marion. Thank you, Chip.
Thank you.
And we will be with you very shortly.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com.